I don't have a scripture for this. I'm not going to try to fake one and make one up out of the Bible, but I just don't have a scripture. God was kind of dealing with me and talking to me, and again, if you don't know, God speaks to me through pictures and signs and images, and there's not a scripture for this, and I don't think it can be proved or not proven, but I just want to go off of this, of what he kind of showed me, and I'm open. I'm cool. If you want to come to me and say, "Hey, Van, I think you're crazy," okay, I don't think that happened, or that's going on, or I'm okay with it. I just kind of feel like God talked to me about this and said something, and so I'm kind of want to go with this because I feel strongly about it. So here I am, and I'll get started. I don't know. I was thinking of the fish and the five loaves, or the seven, you know, and he fed 5,000, 4,000. Just kind of thinking about that. And then God just kind of hit me with something, kind of showed me a picture. And what he showed me, well, what he said this, and then I saw the images. But here's what he said. He said, "Van, there are no trash cans in heaven." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay. There are no trash cans in heaven. There's no dumpster. There's nothing like that in heaven. Everything is used in heaven. There's no waste. Nothing is left over. You know, see a house and it's nice and you got a trash can over here in the kitchen, you got trash can maybe in the office room or something like that. None. Because everything is used. Nothing is ever wasted. In heaven, there's no trash cans. God uses everything. Everything is put to use. Everything." And the illustration, he said down here, this is a calendar, represents time. Nothing, none of your time is ever wasted. You ever hear somebody say it, or you might have said, "Man, I just wasted my time." Nothing, no time is ever wasted. I got a battery here, represents energy. Somebody wasted energy. No, anything, any effort, any energy you put towards, anything you do, never wasted. Never wasted. Money, resources, never wasted. Never wasted. And so, God was talking, I mean, he kind of said that to me, and I really couldn't find a scripture for that. There's no trash cans in heaven, Graham. I don't know, you might know, but I don't know. No trash cans. I don't waste anything. And then he kind of started talking to me and started giving me images. And here's the picture he gave me. I saw three realms or kingdoms, three kingdoms, and they were ruled by those kings. I saw the kingdom of Satan. I saw the kingdom of man, and I saw the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God was ruled by Jesus. Real simple. Three realms. The kingdom of Satan. I saw his hand. And there are some people who are holding his hand. And when you hold his hand, you have what he has and you do what he does. You're following that kingdom. And so if you were holding the kingdom, in the kingdom of Satan, you're holding that kingdom, Satan's hand. You have what he has and you do what he does. And I saw that kingdom. I saw trash cans, all kind of trash cans, dumpsters in that kingdom. There was waste. There was waste of time. There was waste of energy. There was a waste of resources in that kingdom. Let me back up just a little bit. If you were holding the kingdom of Satan, holding his hand, I've seen some people like that. Some of you might have seen them out in the public. I've seen them, especially in prison. There's some people you see, they're not hiding anything. They out there. They crazy. They might have tattooed their body to let you know. Some would have, I know I'd be in prison, someone would have the black tear. I don't know if y'all heard of that. Tattoo with black tear, meaning I've killed somebody. You know, they got a scowl on their face, they got a look, they got a certain image, and they want you to know, I don't play. I'm here to hurt you. I will hurt you. I don't want to be bothered with you. I'm nasty, I'm mean, I'm off the wall. I am. And they're holding Satan's hand, and they're clear about it. They want you to understand it, and they want you to know. You might have seen some of those people out. I know I've seen some. And they're, don't mess with me. Don't bother me. Don't touch me. I won't touch you, but come near me, I'll hurt you. Those are people, they have their hand in Satan's hand. And they have whatever he has, and they do whatever he does. Their time is a waste. Evil can't overcome good. Everything they do, because they're doing evil, they're doing wrong, their time is a waste. Their energy, the energy they put in to do wrong and to mess over people and to hurt people, is a waste. Their resources, they put in resources, they do bad things with their money, whatever they set up, is a waste. I saw them. They had their hand with Satan. Waste. Trash cans in hell. a lot of dumpsters in hell. I saw the waste. Another hand. The kingdom of man. In the kingdom of man, I saw people. And I saw them holding hands with man. What I mean by man, men, women, humans, the way of the world. All right? And they will hold, and they have what they have, and they do what they do. Power, money, sex, not from a marriage standpoint, but just ruling over women or men, women ruling over men. That's their realm. Prestige, position, popularity. They want to be known, they want to be seen. And I saw them, they were holding man, they were holding the world, and they wanted everything that comes with that. And that's what they were after. And that's what they gave their life for. They wanted the business, and they wanted the money, and they wanted the house, and they wanted the cars, and they wanted all that stuff. And that's what they held to, and that's what they were after. And they spent all their time doing that, and they spent all their energy trying to reach that, and they spent all their resources trying to do that. And all of it was for selfish, and it was for them. That was man. And they were holding their hand. And they got that from him, or from that ruler. Does that make sense? And that's what they were doing. And I saw that. And then I saw Jesus' hand. He's the king of the realm, king of God. Holding Jesus' hand. And those who were holding Jesus' hand, nothing was ever wasted. All time, all energy, all resources. Nothing was never wasted. Now, let me back up and say this real quick. I saw an exchange. I saw some people, they were holding the hand of Satan. And everything that they were doing in their life was a waste. And they let go his hand, and they went over and they found Jesus' hand. And they started holding Jesus' hand. And as soon as they started holding Jesus' hand, it's amazing. God made their time right. There was no waste of their time. There was no waste of their energy. There was no waste of the resources. Even though they had waste before, he took away the waste. That's God. I saw men who were holding, in the kingdom of man, they were holding God, that hand, the kingdom of the world, and I saw them leave, and they went over to Jesus. And all that they were after, time, resources, energy, all of that. When they held the hand of Jesus, I don't know how God does it, but whatever time you spent after yourself, God will turn it around for you. And so I saw this. We already know Jesus, if you're holding the hand of Jesus, there's no waste of time. There's no waste of energy. There's no waste of resources. And so I see this picture. And so I'm like, okay, I don't know about y'all. I know whose hand I'm holding. All right, so I'm holding the hand of Jesus. How do you know when you're holding his hand? And that's the kind of question that came to me. And the Lord said, how do you know when you're holding his hand? When it comes to time. I spend more time at, I'm working at the school and then I coach. I spend more time at school than I do with Jackie. There's two women there, there are two teachers, two other teachers in there, two other women in there. I spend more time with them at school than I do with Jackie. My time is spent there. I spend a lot of time. It's quantity on the time. But the quality of the time is with her. What I mean by quality, the meaning. If they have a birthday, I will get them a gift from Dollar General. She have a birthday, I got to go to Dillard's. Do you follow? I spend more time with them. But the real time is this. It has more meaning, has more importance. I spend a lot of time with them, and if they call me, I'll help them, whatever. But if she calls me, I will drop everything. Come. She rules my time. She don't ask. She don't, but when she wants it, she gets it. Don't spend quality time, but there's quality time. When I'm with her, when I'm with them and they make me mad, I don't say nothing. I just don't talk to them. Okay, I just walk out of the room. I go somewhere. I just look. Okay? You know what I mean? I can't do that with her. I won't eat. Clothes be dirty. I got to make it right. If she calls and she wants something done, even though I didn't spend all them hours with them, she gets it. I can tell I'm holding Jesus' hand when he's more important. I don't spend all day praying. I don't spend 3 hours praying. I love to go play golf. Love to go. Because I get away, can't nobody find me. All right, I love it. I'll spend 3-4 hours out there. Ain't no problem. I ain't got no problem with it. I don't spend 3 hours praying. I don't spend 3 hours on my knees. I don't spend 3 hours in the Bible. I don't do that. But if Jesus says, hey, Van, can't play golf today. You got to go to the hospital or you got to go visit somebody. You got to go see somebody. You know what? Whatever he says, I'll take time. Whenever he calls, I move. He ain't got no problem with that. Quality. My time is spent well because I'm holding his hand. If he calls me, nothing is ever wasted. No time is ever wasted. Does that make sense? It ain't wasted. Energy. Here's my battery. Energy. What you put your energy into. When you're with Satan, you put your energy into hurting people. When you're in the world, you put your energy in being selfish and making sure you get stuff, and plaques and trophies and statues, and you want to be well known, and you know, books written about you, movies done about you, you're all about that. But when you're in Jesus' hand, you're all about blessing people. You want to spend your energy on blessing people. I want to spend my energy on making you happy, or helping you, or blessing you.
to bless you, not to curse you, not to cut you down, not to hurt you, to spend time. If you got to talk with me, I want to spend time. I want to spend my energy making you better. I want to spend my energy on you getting more, not me getting more than you. It is a joy. If something goes good for you, I am happy for you. I'm clapping for you. You can tell me, I won't get, oh, how'd you get that? And try to tear you down. If your hand is in his hand, you want people to be blessed. You want people to do good. You want to see better for them. I want you to have. You want to give. You don't want to take. That's how you know. Okay, Lord, whose hand you hold? I've been there. I was holding the world's hand. And it was all about me. What can I get? How can I get it? I'm jealous. I'm envious. Let go of that. Go to grab the right hand. If you grab the right hand, everything, all your energy will be blessed. It will be a blessing. It will be blessed. It doesn't, it's an overflow. When you're blessed, you overflow. You have more to give. Last thing. Resources. You use your resources to bless. Not just to bless, to have fruits. You got, in the world, you've seen this. Some people can do this. They'll, okay. And it's this life, but, and they talked about it in the Bible one time. It says there's a man, he took all his time, all his money, and he bought all these farms and land, and he was gonna retire, and then he dies. I mean, I've seen people, they put all their energy and all their resources and all their focus into becoming rich and to becoming famous, and they do all that into having things of the world. Some retire. I'm gonna put all my money in retirement. So when I can retire, I can enjoy myself, and I can go on this trip and go on that trip and go here and go there. And then they do all that, and they spend all that time and energy and resources in to do everything, and then they have cancer, can't go anywhere, drop dead, wasted. With God, there's no waste. Because if you're holding his hands, he'll have you put your resources in the things that bring forth fruit, that reproduce him, that reproduce the kingdom. There's always a harvest. There's fruit. I want the kingdom to grow. And so with my hand, okay, how can I help you? How can I bless somebody? How can I give to somebody? How can there be more for the kingdom? I want people to get into the kingdom. It is unbelievable. I mean, if you're holding Jesus' hand, this won't happen. But there's a lot of people that are not holding his hand, and there are people who don't even know Jesus. And we don't even say anything to them? No. At least plant the seed. But if your hand's with them, you want to see the kingdom grow. And there's a harvest. There's a blessing. Nothing is wasted. The only trash can, and it's sad to say, is in hell. And the world's going there, and we know Satan's already there. But with heaven, everything is used. The closest I could come to Romans 8:28, you know, it says, he makes all things work out for the good. He'll make everything work out. Everything, all things, no matter what your past, anything, he'll make it all work. Nothing is wasted. God uses it. If you're going through something right now, it's not a waste. God's gonna make it work out for your good. Nothing will be wasted. No time, no energy when you're with God, no resources. Nothing is ever wasted. Don't ever say, you know, oh, I'm here for nothing. If you're holding Jesus' hand, you're here for some reason. Nothing wasted. That makes sense. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you for being an awesome God. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you can, how not, you can just put everything and grab everything and make it work out for your good, for our good. I don't know how you do that, but you're God and you do it. And so thank you. Thank you, Father. Help us to hold on to your hand. Help us not to let go of it. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all be blessed.